The tunnels that are flooded, would they resemble this?
Yeah, all of them look like this. Yeah. They're bigger or smaller depending on the mine.
Yeah, the wood, does the wood just rot away?
When it's underwater, it does way better. And okay. I've heard that used as an excuse for turning off the pumps that preserve the mines.
Preserve the mines.
That was really a stupid decision. You know, there's two things that were done in Butte that were just absolute total tragedies. One was turning off the pumps, because there was enough copper in the water that would have pretty well paid the pumping costs. And by the time you factor in all of the public relations and environmental costs as a result since then, it would have been way cheaper to keep the pumps going. The other thing was the Berkeley Pit. When Montana Resources started up in 86, the water was low. The ideal situation would have been for Montana Resources to start putting their tailings and waste rock into the pit. It would have sealed off that influx of water for the most part. It would have reclaimed the vast volume of the pit, would have saved Montana Resources money, and you would have had a little pond, if anything, but it would have been totally controllable. And that was the decision of the EPA, because they had a regulation that said as soon as you touch the Berkeley Pit, you take a bite out of the perpetual responsibility. Mm-hmm. So bureaucracy wins again, to the great detriment of Butte.